It's Thursday, April 13th, 2013. This is the Hermetic Hour, and I'm your host, Poke Runyon. And tonight we present a discussion on our new bookstore at PokeRunyon.com. Opened last year and finally running full blast following the release of our long-anticipated 450-page expanded second edition of our 1996 magical classic, The Book of Solomon's Magic. This is a beautiful hardcover illustrated volume that you will be proud to own. Each copy signed by the author myself. Like our other church website, this one is designed and managed by the creator and producer of this podcast, The Hermetic Hour, very honored Soror Zandria, Lauren Freebody Runyon, my wife and business manager. The theme is magic and adventure. And the website offers most of our published and produced books and DVDs in both genres. At a lower price than elsewhere because you are dealing with us directly. Also, we have reduced prices on some of the titles to encourage circulation. Now, be sure to visit PokeRunyon.com and check us out. And right now we're going to do exactly that because my wife and manager is holding up the website for me. And what I would like you all to do now, and one thing good about this website, it works for everything. It works for iPhones, it works for laptops, it works for tablets, it works for notebooks, it works for desktop computers, it works for everything. So go ahead and bring it up right now I'll give you just a minute or so to bring it up, and then we'll take a look at it. And PokeRunyon.com. Go to the book section. Okay, now. Welcome to my world of art, magic, and adventure. And now we're on the books. We're on the book section. And going from left to right, we have this our beautiful Book of Solomon's Magic, and next to that, in the middle, we have the original Book of Solomon's Magic, and that of course is in paperback, and then on the right hand side we have Secrets of the Golden Dawn Cipher Manuscript, and that is another library, hardcover library edition with a gold stamp cover. And then the next line, we have our Seasonal Rites of Baal and Astarte. And then next, in the middle, we have Hermetic Yoga Volume 1. And then they have next to that on below the Cipher Manuscript, we have Hermetic Yoga Volume 2. Now, let me mention that that artwork you see on both covers of both Hermetic Yoga Volumes is by the late Fred Adams, and that beautiful, beautiful artwork. On both of those. Now, in the next line, we've got Adamson's Quest and Shamgar the Purple Dragon. That's fiction. And then in the middle, we have the Seventh Ray Omnibus. Now, this is a collection of all of the old original Seventh Rays from back in the 1970s. This is very nostalgic. It's full of artwork and my great cartoons from that era and some wonderful articles and some new articles, too. And this is something that will really give you a background of the OTA and our work. And next to that on the right side, we have the Green Ray, the Seventh Ray, book three, the Green Ray, and this is about a 100-page book. This is a big Seventh Ray. And it has a lot of wonderful articles in it, including the Creator of Poa. Then below that, we have the new Red Ray, these are new seventh rays from the 21st century. The new red, the new seventh ray, red ray, and then next to that the blue ray, and that was 1999. And then over on the next side we have my science fiction novel Drill Master. And this is on sale. And I'd like to mention that Drill Master features an artificial intelligence. There's been a lot of talk about artificial intelligence these days. And also we have mentioned Cleo Dynamics, and we've reviewed the Foundation series and all of this business of futurism. And Drill Master is a science fiction allegory featuring an artificial intelligence, and I really recommend it. Now, below that, we have it from the Tower of Darkness. Now, this is a novel about the Sudan War back in 1898, and I'm going to tell you, this book was absolutely, Catherine Ironwode loved this book. She said it was one of the best novels she'd ever read, and that would certainly be a recommendation for it. It's a love story about a British officer who is in love with a belly dancing princess. And she is half Ethiopian and half German. So this really is a contemporary kind of thing, but it takes place in 1898. As I say, Catherine Ironwode thought it was a wonderful book, and it's gotten some very good reviews, and I would strongly recommend, if you're interested in it, this sort of thing, I would recommend it. And then next to that, in the middle, we have Hermetic Yoga for the Golden Dawn by myself, Fran Arquero Madlucum. And this is taking our Hermetic Yoga system, the old original Western chakra system, and adapting it for the Golden Dawn, because they definitely had the roots of it. And if you're into the Golden Dawn, and even if you're not, but if you're into yoga, This is a very, very, now this is really kind of a magazine, and it's priced, of course, a lot lower than a book, because it's only about 15 pages long. And then next to that, over here in the corner, we have The Nine Royal Passions of the Year by Frederick McLaurin Adams. This is a beautiful art book, calendar of the year for the pagan community, Lunaside and Samhain and all the various pagan festivals, a beautiful introduction to Farfaria and to Fred Adams' work. And he was one of the great masters, and he was the guy who founded goddess worshiping, nature worship here in America. Now let's go to the DVDs. Switch over here to DVDs. Over here on the left side, the top left side, we have Beyond Lemuria Second Edition. Now, the second edition covers the Shaver Mystery. The first edition of Beyond Lemuria. And I got to tell you the inner secret of this thing, all of this History Channel, this outfit, Prometheus Productions, has been doing a long-standing series, and they keep adding to it, so they keep rerunning it all the time. Because Ancient Aliens, well, the Beyond Lemuria, We were kind of the kickstart for that whole thing, and so was Richard Shaver. Richard Shaver was a science fiction writer back in the 1940s, and he predicted all this ancient astronaut stuff, and he wrote it, he presented it as fiction. And so we did a film on the Shaver mystery, and we used another book featuring Mount Shasta called Dweller on Two Planets, and that was a science fiction classic. And so we went up to Mount Shasta, and we filmed this, and we also filmed some of it in our own temples, and lodges down here in Southern California, and we put together a beautiful science fiction film. You know, it's kind of Flash Gordon and Fu Manchu kind of thing, but however, it's got some very, very significant stuff in it, and we have Lon Duquette playing Hermes Trismegistus, and we had the late Paul Clark playing the Master Jesus, and then our own Frater Solomon with horns on and a third eye playing Semyazin of the Fallen Angels, and I'm even a wacky anthropologist in the film, so it's really a good one to get, and we have it on sale. And now the next one is Gaia, Dancing with Gaia, and this is a film on primarily a film based on the work of Fred Adams and by our own Jo Carson, and she has her own movie company. She used to work for George Lucas. She has her own movie company called Natural Motion Pictures, and this film. She went all over the Middle East and Malta and overseas and did all kinds of photographs on this. This is really a beautiful film, absolutely beautiful, and it'll give you a very good idea of. And you get to see Fred Adams too. You know, he was one of the great American masters, and so we really recommend this. And then over on the right hand, we have The Magic of Solomon video, and this is the video that came before the Solomon Magic book, and this actually gives you all of the evocation art and all of the temple equipment, and it shows everything. It shows the operations and shows you exactly how to do it, and it really is a companion piece for the book of Solomon's Magic, it's a video you absolutely have to have. And down below that is Dark Mirror of Magic, and this is another remarkable video that we did, and Frater Solomon was the receiver, and he received a sago, and he had the Millennium Prophecy. It was delivered. And we have a commentary booklet with it in the video. And this is a remarkable thing because it predicted 9/11. And right off the bat, it predicted the assassination of Laurent Kabila in the Congo. And it predicted that, so we knew I think that the saga was trying to tell us, by predicting that, he was trying to tell us the rest of it was authentic. And then he went on to predict 9/11 and everything. You have a difficult time believing this when you see it. That's Dark Mirror of Magic. And then next to that, the last of our videos is The Rites of Magic. And this is a marvelous compendium of magical rituals. We have a complete seasonal ceremony. We have some of the summer Adonia ceremony. We have an Enochian aether, the whole operation of an Enochian aether. We have a path working, and we have a Eucharist that was filmed down in the Theosophical Temple in Los Angeles, down in Hollywood, right under the Hollywood sign. There's an old Theosophical Temple, and we were in there, and we did this silent communion, and it's something you really have to see. And that's the Rites of Magic DVD. And then we're going over to the postage section, and this shows our little post office here in Silverado, and our little post office. We can walk right down from Rivendell to the post office and send off your orders, and we wanted to show you that. And the shipping situation is this. We ship on Wednesday, usually, and we handle the sales tax and we pay the postage and everything on your orders. So that what? In the United States. Then we're working on international shipping, but I know that there are a lot of people want us to get into international. But international shipping, I've got to tell you, this is a very difficult situation, and we're working on it. So be patient with us on that. So you guys outside the continental United States right now, it's not going to work for you. And if you have any problems with your order, you just email us. And we will take care of it because we want you guys to be happy. And let's go take a look at the bog. Let's take a look at the bog. The first item on the blog is the Book of Solomon's Magic. And, boy, this is a beautiful pebble grain leatherette kind of cover. With a gold medallion, and then we got a table of contents so you can see all the contents of the book, and then here we're showing Nuptia spring equinox March 18th, and you're seeing picture of Baal and Astarte sitting in the pavilion, and myself reading the ritual down in the lower corner. And let's see. Now we. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. And then we got a picture of the whole cast here. That's Max and Jennifer. And then. Balsamin, winter solstice right at Rivendell, and you notice we're I'm trying to see. You see Rivendell all lit up behind the double slab double cube altar, and there's me over on the left hand side drinking from the Grail goblet, and that's the solstice goblet. Okay, now below that is the outside of the Golden Dawn Vault, which is sitting right in the middle of the Rivendell Circle. Of course, we got the henchmen here taken up. But there's the Golden Dawn Vault, and there's a cross of obligation over there on the pump house. And then a Festival of Seven Gates, Autumn Equinox, right? And you got a very good scene of the double slat altar there with the fire on it. And then Lessons in Magic, Hermetic Yoga at Mount Shasta. That's when we went back last year. We went up to Mount Shasta for the Hermetic Mystery School, and this is our head, our magical head, with the chakras inside the head, and the seed letters outside, and so this gives you a pretty. Now let's go to membership. Now, if you go to membership, you see me signing a certificate there with my gold seal ring, and that is a real gold seal ring, and it is real sealing wax, and so we try to do it right. This is our associate member program. It's actually a school, and we take you through take you basically through the lower degrees of Creator Rapport Reformatus, and that's the system that we use. And this is a system is over 100 years older than the Golden Dawn or the OTO. It's a very old system. And we have lessons on the website and all. And so you can join the Associate Member Program and get a membership package with DVDs and books in it and all. And so check the membership. If you're interested, check the membership out and send us a letter if you really want to join. Okay, I think that just about wraps it up. And so visit our website, and we're going to try to make you happy. And I'll tell you, we've really put a lot of love and a lot of work into this, and we want to spread it out to all of you. But of course, naturally, we want to get some recompense for it, and so come ahead. But we guarantee you that if you're interested in our material, this is the place to go, and you'll get it less expensively than anywhere else. Okay, take care. See you next week, and good magic.